is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Crimes is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon, live and in full effect. I see some clouds over there. Sort of on and on again, off again rain. I hope that everything is good with you guys. I hope that you're doing well. This is an excellent spot for me to be able to plug tires. Watch me. I look at my people. Tires. He didn't even say nothing. I just want to be decent. Because it's raining and people need... No. It's raining and people need a couple of things. So we're hoping that we can be able to do that, guys. So I'm hoping that you're out there safe as we can be able to do these things and continue to be able to move forward in these spaces. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. You know, it's Small Business Thursday. We're back in the saddle, back in the thick of it, and kind of being able to move forward. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. I know it's the beginning of the month still. You probably ain't driving a couple of days, so you've been hitting all the back roads and the alleys and through the ghetto because you ain't licensed. First thing, before you get your license, you got to get your insurance. Go down there and check out my guys. They got everything available for you. The most affordable in the country. I don't know if you can hold me to that, but I know that I go with AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, and they are extremely affordable. All my vehicles, and I make it sound like I got a tremendous amount, but all my vehicles are definitely insured with AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. I want you guys to go and check them out. Give them a call at 341-1-AFS, 341-1-AFS. You can go and check them out. Actually, my good friend Ethric Bo, haven't seen him in a while, or Mr. Richardson, he's right down there. He can take very good care of you in terms of accommodating you. Now, if you're in that kind of a space, I keep saying this to you. I know some things are happening. I see some new plates on the road. I see some things happening out there. If you are in this space, you got your livery plates, you got your taxi plates, you got your jet ski. I don't know if you get plates for that. You get your SDs, you get all these particular things. And you need to be able to insure those things and get those things taken care of. You go down to AFS, they do in-house finance. It can't be that thing. In-house financing. You keep the couple dollars in your pocket that you had and try to be able to get some things done and still get your vehicles on the road. In-house financing. 3411-AFS. 3411-AFS. Now, well, you know, normally on Thursdays, you actually see my guy, Avery Lightbourne, being able to sit here with us and tell us all about MST Bar, the fiber reinforcement polymers. We've been talking about conservation. We've been talking about the next dispensation of how things should be done. We've been talking about how we can preserve this sort of an idea for this major investment that you're making in your home. We've been talking about your bell core swelling. We've been talking about all those things happening in those particular areas. And if you're in that space and you want to be able to get this done, you've been looking at some stuff, you've been trying to make a determination of how to be able to do that, you got to be able to go check out my good, decent people. Art Development, MST Bar, Art Development is the maximum strength steel. They got everything available for you. MST Bar. You got to check them out. FRPBahamas.com. FRPBahamas.com. Or give them a call at 822-9527. 822-9527. Or hit them up at 603- 603-403-4506. 603-403-4506. Avery Lightborn with Art Construction, Art Development, and MST Bar. They get everything available for you. You don't want your Bell Cross swell. You don't want it cracked. You don't want these things to happen. It looks nice and good now, but in 5, 10, 15 years with erosion, with this sort of environment that we live on, with the salt air, all these things happen. Things happen. So make sure that you take those precautions and save some money today. Give them a call. Like I said, 822-9527, 822-9527. They are in the Dunmore Plaza right there on the side of Burger King in very, very good care of you in those stead. Now, guys, you know today is Thursday, and every time we touch the paper on Thursday, I tell you this. This is what we talk. I just actually went through the paper. I went through the National Guardian. I actually had an opportunity to be able to read one or two stories in the Tribune. And you know what's a sad thing? I want to say this to you, just as an introduction. 8 Mile Rock seemed to be splattered in the people papers today. I just want to be decent, right? Grand Bahama woman murdered in Turks and Caicos Island. I know these people. And I know her husband, who was my classmate, Giovanni. His name is what we used to call him Luggy in 8 Mile Rock. Luggy, right? They're right from Pinedale. And his wife, I think she's from the Hunters area. So that's the area that my mother and I canvassed for years during her particular time. So I know all those people in there also. And then I open up the paper and read this thing here. It says, young Grand Bahama man allegedly takes his own life. I read through the paper. I saw this information, but I read through the paper. And I see Wayne Roll from 8 Mile Rock. I said, I know Wayne. Then I look at the picture. This is exactly who I thought it was. I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. His son, he and I would sit down by Eddie and get our haircuts all the time and have conversations. He's a thing. In the community. The community knows him well. Just John N.T. Roll, son, their families and whatnot. And all these particular things are happening, man. And as I see this, and I said, wow, this is crazy. And so I went through the obituary section and looked at those things. And Naldo and Alan are right in there. Man, listen, this is a sad time. And so I continue to be able to pray for those persons. But if you were in that kind of a space, if you were in that a transitional space that someone just passed away in your family and you need to be able to do that, I always say to you, go check up my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematoriums. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out. And they can be able to, you know, capture the essence of your loved one. You know, sometimes the heartbreak of being able to lose a loved one, we tend to forget the life that they had and the essence that they really, that you know, during their existence, that kind of a vibration that they gave off. They can capture that right down there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Go and check them out. They are located on Ernest and York Street, just south of Portiskey Dock. Right in the back there in that pink plaza is Ernest and York Street. That's Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Just let them know Howard Grant sent you, and they'll take more. They take very, very good care of you in that particular space. Guys, like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. The government spent $10 million to fight bad press. That's crazy, isn't it? The government spent $10 million to fight bad press and says that they had to spend all that. That's it. With bad international coverage of the Bahamas earlier this year. I read a little piece of the story to talk about this kind of political approach to being able to do some stuff. We can talk about that. New local government bill tabled. I'd love to be able to have Clay sit with me sometime. I got to be able to reach out to him. Man murdered in Baintown, and Trump received congratulations and an invitation to the White House as Biden nudges on transition. I think one of the most happiest people right now in the United States of America, more specifically in Washington, D.C., must be Biden. I just want to tell you, you call a coup on me, eh? You try to run a coup on me, eh? You get what you're looking for. Now you know what lobster red for. We got to have a good conversation today, guys. In the studio with me is my very good friend. I haven't seen him in a while. He's always been here kind of being able to talk to me about a great deal of things that they're doing, whether here on island, all the many businesses that he has his hands in, and things that he's definitely doing here in the country. He's here with us today to talk to me again about some great stuff that's going to be happening on the next trip to China. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to none other than Antonio Lorenzo Bullet. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Howard, and also good afternoon, Bahamas.
It's good to see you, man. What's happening with you?
Well, it's always a pleasure, man, Howard.
I just tell you the other day, I said, boy, I ain't seen you in a little while, and you'll come talk to me, but China, talk to me.
Well, and you know what happened. We had a good friend of ours who was passed away, Sidney Carroll. So, you know, we had to go do some things and went to go to that funeral and, you know, spend some time with the family and just give them our support and our love. Because to be honest with you, just talking about it right now got me all choked up. He was a good friend.
Yeah, I know Sidney. I told you he ran with me, I think, in 2012 with the DNA. Mm-hmm. That's how I know him. So I know him as sort of an advocacy in those particular areas. So I continue to be able to pray for those persons and their families, man. Yeah, we're losing a lot of our people.
Yeah.
I think in the space of a month, 4 weeks, we lost some great figures in this country.
Yeah. And he was a person.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. He was a person who would give you the shirt of his back.
Wow.
I'm telling you this. I experienced it over and over. When I was with my youth camp that I had, you know, and with the flag football, you know, I would, he'd see me on the park or the lawn in front of BFM. He came and said, hey, how you doing, man? Everything's good. Oh, this you? Not a couple of weeks, man. He can put a couple hundred dollars in my hands. Man, this for the kids. Whatever they need, get it for them.
That's crazy.
You know, man. And that helped because in that situation, you had parents who couldn't afford to do certain things. I said, well, go just get the kid plane ticket and get a couple of dollars for them to spend. I'll take care of the hotel and transportation and all that stuff. So he was able to do that, man. And I tell you, he will be missed. And he was an advocate, farmer, you know, man, some of the trees that he sold to me, I have in the back of my yard. I'm growing them right now. And just looking at the tree this morning, my berry tree that it's beautiful. I can't wait for more berries to come on that in the new season. Like I say, he's going to be missed, man. He's really going to be missed. So that's how come you didn't see us last week, me and Omar. But he's on his way, and we're going to be talking about China. For April, we're going to get an early start this time because a lot of people just come and say, you know, you wait for the new year to come and introduce April. So we come in early so you can catch the early bird special and get on board to go to China. So there's no excuse for April.
It's an early bird special. It's only the last 3 days, I'm about to tell you. No, the early bird special has been 3 days. That's all I will let you know that. If you can get it, you got to get it. Whilst getting is good.
Yeah.
Come in quickly and being able to get those particular things done.
Yeah, man. You got to come in quickly because, you know, we want you to, what we're going to be doing is a payment plan where it gives you time to get yourself. You know, Christmas is next month. So we want to get you now so you can say, you know, so I put my down payment down, lock me in for that next month.
You try not to think about these things.
But you have to because I guarantee you, right.
Money gone before you think about it. My God, you didn't spend all the money.
Right after Thanksgiving is what?
Christmas.
Okay, so we know that we all are going to have a good time Thanksgiving, you know. So, and right after that,
you got to do some celebration this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell my family, let's do something for Thanksgiving. My family who's here in Nassau.
Mm.
So we'll put a couple turkeys in the oven.
Couple?
Yeah.
Your family that big?
Well, you know. Oh, also, we're going to be feeding some people this year also. Every year I try to be able to take the time and do that.
Okay.
So we're going to be feeding some people this year also. You guys, you know my anniversary is on November 22nd. And that's right around the time it's Thanksgiving. So I want to be able to feed some persons and being able to do those things. I want to thank Miss Calmer. She's made a commitment to me. She said, baby, you feeding anybody this year? Miss Calmer, I'm coming to check you this weekend. God spare my life, eh? I hope you're good, Miss Calmer. Baby, you did anything? Yes, you did anything? You doing anything? You feeding people this year? I said, Miss Kalma, I don't know. She said, well, I got 20 pounds of wings for you if you want to be able to do those things, right? Talk to Omar on the radio. I mean, tell him come upstairs. Come right upstairs.
Omar, come upstairs. Please.
Come right upstairs, yeah. So we can be able to do that. So I want to thank Miss Kalma. Miss Kalma, I thank you so very kindly for making that donation of 20 pounds of wings.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
She said, Howard, I can give you 20 pounds of wings, right? Ms. Kalma, she's in her 80s. She came here, she saw me.
That's awesome. That.
And all those persons who've actually made a commitment to doing those things, persons ask me, if you want to be able to give something, you ain't got to give me no money. I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah.
You got to give me no money.
I've already given
me. If you want to give me the money, that's fine.
No, I prefer to give the money. I have
Chef Eden is going to be doing all the cooking for me. You know, we're going to be able to set that up. I know he and I haven't spoken in great depth and detail, but it ain't going to be nothing heavy. We ain't going to do no loose. Don't come here looking for no macaroni. Macaroni expenses.
Cheese expensive. No macaroni. Cheese expensive.
Listen. What Bishop Lawrence Rose say? This is expenses. What? Macaroni expenses. So
and it takes a lot.
Yeah, we can do some peas and rice. We can probably do the wings, like you said. See if we can put one or two turkeys in there. Maybe some ham.
Yeah.
Right? Something general that we could just be able to cook it down.
And some potatoes.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes. You could buy them and cut them up and, you know.
We can do that. I like that.
Cinnamon and honey and all that sort of stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, give them a nice meal.
Yeah, man.
Right? And then maybe one or two cups of soup you could get with that. We can see if we can feed about 200 people. We're going to go again this year. Last year we did it right across right on Blue Hill Road, right across the street there, the Moxie Center.
Okay.
So we're going to go right there again, and we can be able to do it. Casimo, I got to be able to give you a call so we can be able to get some stuff done. But we're going to be feeding people this year, guys. So if you want to do that, if we started off something, we want to be able to commit with that. And so we're looking for all those persons who support us here. We ain't looking for nothing heavy. I ain't looking for nothing heavy from you. But if you give me a little $5, we can feed somebody with that. Amen?
Yeah, man.
I can call one of my DJ friends out. We'll play some DJ music and some stuff like that. And we'll have a good time out there.
Make sure it's spiritual, show. Okay?
Of course, right? We'll have a good time out there. We'll have a good time out there for the entire day, okay? So we're going to set that up and being able to do that, right? And let's see if one of the MPs in the area... you got two MPs vying hotly. You had one incumbent who's sitting in that particular space, but one's right on his heels. So we're going to see if we can get some support from those guys to be able to feed the persons this year. We're going to be able to do that, right? But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening in China right here. Omar should be up in 2 seconds. And, Antonio's here with me. So we're going to talk about this quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When you are hungry and on a tight budget, don't settle. Make the only choice and head on over to Wendy's and grab a biggie bag. Choose from a day's single, classic, or spicy chicken with a junior fry, regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive, order one today that is made fresh especially for you when you order it. Wendy's is fast food done right. Certain restrictions apply.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect and being able to chop these things down. I think about a year ago, I was thanking all my heavens and everything. I give God praise, honor, and glory that I touched ground again in the Bahamas after sleeping in the airports. I just want to be decent, right? After sleeping, this ain't going to happen to you. You get your passport fixed, amen? Don't go to China with your tear passport. They ain't going to let you in. I slept in the airport for 5 days. I could have gone back home, but I wanted to go to China, right? I want to shout out to the Minister of Foreign Affairs for being able to assist me the way that he did. All the team over there who assisted me in being able to do that in Beijing. I want to thank all those persons, but it was an experience.
It
was an experience. I had a great time with you guys. And y'all keep asking me, how'd you coming back? My passport fixed. And I... I just told it with me all the time, just in case I have to run away from my family or run away from my... No, I'm just kidding, right? But I got it with me. My passport is fixed. Everything is good. And I'm really considering this, right? It was a beautiful time. All I could see is sort of the backdrop of all the mountains and those particular things. Where were we? In Hong Kong.
Yeah, you were
I was in Hong Kong. And we did the show from over there, man. You had a good time. Had a good opportunity to be able to do those things. I want to thank you guys for being able to support the way that you've done. And I really want to thank you, you know, Antonio, for your commitment over the years of ensuring that you can provide these opportunities to persons. You've been doing this for some 20-some years now.
Yeah.
You've been doing significant persons over. They've experienced some things. Some people have been able to find sustainability.
Yes.
In some businesses that
they've
done.
Of course.
Right? They've gone, found new innovative products and introduced that to the market here and have people jumping on that. Some things have happened over the past 20 years. Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, I believe this. You everybody's put you for a purpose. And anywhere you see there's a need, you could fulfill that need. Go right ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what the fear is all about. The fear is running now. It's on its 157th, I think, number of years. It's been in existence from 1957, mm-hmm. Okay? And it's grown bigger. I just read just now that the fear itself is bigger than 140 football fields.
You serious?
I just read it just now. I would thought it was like 10, 15.
They keep sending me stuff about it. They keep telling me stuff about the... You remember I told you I had some setup. So they keep sending me stuff about it. It is extremely interesting. I've gone online looking at some stuff.
Bring your walking shoes.
Hey, listen, this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
And a lot of persons out there are eager to kind of make a next move. They want to know what's going to happen. Donald's in now. You better get into entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be some opportunities.
There are some opportunities.
The pipeline.
Yeah, there are some opportunities coming down the pipeline. And I must say, with the government doing some stuff, you got to be prepared. Even if it's just in construction, you know, you got to be prepared. And, you know, come to the fair with us. Let us show you around and just turn you loose. And go for yourself, because I'm telling you, there are opportunities in China for anybody right now. I met a good friend of mine's. We were at customs. This guy just brought in 50 electric bikes and accessories to go with it. Extra tires, extra batteries, 50. Me and him sitting down, he's getting it sorted out. So you see, these things could happen. We have the gentleman who owns the little unique cars that the tourists, electric cars that the tourists brings in. Omar facilitate him with that. And he's doing an awesome job with the tourists in the tourist market right now. You have other persons who are using the gas scooters that have come from China right now that they are benefiting from.
What's more affordable, the gas scooters or the electric scooters?
Well, some preference. I like the electric because I want to get...
You got some nice electric. You sold them already?
No. I haven't been
Sir,
pushing
you,
them.
You see, you all black people, you need to stop. I know. You meant to say thank you, right?
Yeah.
I know they're nice. They're very nice, though.
Yeah.
They are very nice.
Yeah.
And they look sturdy.
Yeah.
They look like they could be able
to... Oh, yeah, man, they are.
They could take some good weight.
Yeah.
I like that, man.
And they're heavy.
I like that. I see you saying I could jump on one. I just won't be decent with you, but it look good, man.
Yeah, man. So, like I tell you, there's a lot of things. Omar has tapped into something. I've tapped into a few things. I've tapped into a few things, you know, regarding sales and bringing stuff from China and all that sort of stuff. And I'm doing well.
Yeah,
I ain't complaining, buddy.
I'm glad to hear that. Ladies and gentlemen in the studio with us, just tiptoeing here and being able to talk to us about what's happening down in China for the April trip, none other than Omar Smith. Right, brother, what's happening with you?
Man, Howard, it's good to be here with you today. We haven't been for a while, you know, that China...
I just was telling...
Yes, just the China. Yeah, man, China is winding up. We want to give people, this time, though, we want to give people, you know, as much notice as possible, because we have a payment plan, you know. You know, we have that... that early bird special. That
3-day special.
Yeah.
Early
that,
bird.
You know, Lorenzo don't like that early bird special.
The early bird got to be out at 11:59.
Yeah. Lorenzo don't, he don't want any dollars. But the early bird special, you know, we want to give people the option to pay down on that early bird special. So, so it's going to be at the April. It's the April trade fair, the spring fair. And that's the fair that begins the year. And it's an amazing fair because China is in spring and everyone is happy. And it's the new, basically, it's the new beginning of the new season. And it's an amazing time. And, you know, we like Lorenzo said, we have given, you know, the access to China to so many people. And all we are basically the gates. And what we do is we open the gates for you to go in. And China meets you where you're at. You know, if you have the big ideas and the big plans.
They got that.
You know, I mean, listen, we have people now, like I think Lorenzo was just talking about some who bring in containers from China, container loads from China. Then we have some people who may not be bringing container loads, but they're still making a good living from China. So, you know, we are the guides and, you know, we can handle anything for you in China. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have the liaisons with the embassy in China. So in Beijing, from time to time, things happen. People may lose their passports. Those things happen. I know,
don't remind me, sir.
No, I was. I don't talk about damaged passports.
Okay.
All right, but hey, but you know what they say, the hit dog holler.
I got a holler.
Right, but I didn't mean to hit you.
I got a holler.
But we run into those things. But we have contacts in the embassy. We have contacts, and so listen, whatever happens, we will take care of you. Anything, whether it's sourcing, whether it's logistics, anything to do with China. If we can't do it, we know who can do it for you. Yeah. So, you know, you will be in good hands. We've been doing this now for over 2 decades now. So we are well-versed in everything China. So listen, all you got to do is give us a call and arrange your deposit. Or listen, you can pay in full.
Yes.
And you'll be fine.
You know, they want to know more about that. They want to know about where we have to go. How do we be able to sit down, talk to me about these particular ideas? I know that you guys are always setting up to be able to have this sort of a nice, and I like how you don't do this over Skype, you don't do this over WhatsApp, you don't do this. It's very personal.
Yes.
To let persons know what you're doing, and you could feel them, they could see who you are, they could be able to look in your eye to see if you use a teeth, so forth and so on. And you ain't
never had a
that.
Problem. Never had no nope. problem.
Of course not.
Never.
Of course not, because you have created a space where there's no distance between you and your customer.
No.
You've created a space where they could see you, they know who you are, they know how you look. They know what you drive, so forth and so on. This transparency
yes.
that you offer in people is a step towards honesty and sort of an idea to say that we're going to have a good time with these guys.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Howard, because, you know, from time to time, we also get calls from people who are doing business in China when things didn't work out for them, you know. And we understand that in China, and especially you got these guys around there who take deposits on cars and you can't find them. You know, we hear the horror stories. But what I would implore people to do is to know that, you know, if you want to have the best experience in China, you know, we will, and I mean, I feel bad saying this, but we will save you in the long run. Because we've had people who have had containers who are being held up because the factory did not want to send them, or they were dealing with a factory that's not reputable.
Yeah.
And, you know, we call in and we'll call our people or personally go in and go and talk to the factories and get these things done. Sometimes people get deposits and they don't get their money back. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's on the ground in China, there's a different feeling. I mean,
there's a relationship.
Yeah. There's a relationship. And then also they know, like, for example, I mean, all over the world, you have people who are unscrupulous. I'm not saying the Chinese are unscrupulous, but everywhere in the world that happens. And so what we're saying is that we have the contacts on the ground. And when they know they're dealing with people who have a presence in China, because mm-hmm. we have a presence in China, they know that, you know what, if they go and they don't do what they're supposed to do or give the level, even the level of service, because sometimes it's not a matter of someone taking or a company or individuals taking your money and not giving you a product. Sometimes it's a product of just not giving you the good service. Or maybe some things go wrong and you want something fixed. We can go in and we take a look at your goods before they're ready to ship, and we make sure it's fine before it's shipped out to you. When you come on our trip, you have access to us.
It feels like a family, too.
Yeah.
It feels like a family. It's warm. It's intimate. You've already been meeting with these people. You've been talking with them. You introduce yourself to them. This is not like a pop-up thing. Everyone knows who everyone is, and so you're comfortable moving like that.
Let me give you another example. I'm glad you mentioned the word family. we are persons who go with us not just once, not twice, three times. And if you go with us for the first time, we don't make ourselves scarce. We go for dinner. We sit down. We tell the people we got a party of 10 or a party of 5 or a party of whatever. If you want to go to dinner with us, lunch with us. And we sit down and we talk. We take you to the best places to have dinner and all this other stuff. And then we take you to the markets where basically if you were to go to China by yourself, you wouldn't have access to these markets. You won't.
No, because you started to talk about these things, and I looked at it in a documentary, you know. You start to talk about these things, about the fact that these are some humongous warehouses that you pass all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can't read the Chinese.
No.
You don't know what's inside of it. But if you don't have that proper tour, if you don't have that guide that can be able to say, hey, listen, if you're looking for this is where it is.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that, this is where it is. So exactly where to go. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Howard. You hit the nail on the head. I wouldn't lie to you. There have been a few people who've been on our trip, who've been to China before. And they'll say, but I was right here. And I didn't know that this market was right here. Because yeah. You would pass a building, and on the outside, you'd see a huge building with some Chinese writing. But you would never know what's inside. And when you go in there, it'll be a whole building filled with different style of shoes or clothing or
jewelry
or electronics, things that are just amazing. But from the outside, you would never know. And I mean, in all honesty, even myself, I've been going to China. We've been going to China for a couple of decades. There are places sometimes when we first came, we didn't realize.
Is it like that for you? Is it every time is a new experience?
Of course. Yes. Every trip.
Listen, every 20 trip. Years.
Every trip. I'm telling you, China,
every single time.
I'm telling you, listen, and you couldn't pay. That's. I think that was one of the things that you could not pay for because it took so much time for us to get to know these places. Like, for example, someone is in the party business. Someone was in the, and they wanted like the balloons and the helium and all that kinds of stuff. In China, in the city we go to, there's a whole section that deals with all those things. So if you want to get into the party business, all you got to do is just go to that area. Eyeglasses. If you're into eyeglasses, you want to be an say the word for me, please. The eye doctor, right? Yeah. They got all the machines.
Optometrist.
Yes, optometrist. Yeah. They have all the machines for you to do that. They have all the different frames. They have everything associated with glasses. And it's a one-stop shop.
Load up.
And put it in a container. And when you come back home.
You can't beat this shit.
No.
Listen.
You know, a lot of persons get fear, like, because of the enormity of China, because of the products, because of the selection, the diversity, the options that exist in there, some people get overwhelmed. You know, they get anxious. They, I don't know if I have all this money to be able to do these things. And they don't really think that you could take those incremental steps.
I just got a phone call yesterday. The lady had me on the phone for almost an hour. I went and did her tape up for her hurricane impact windows. She called me yesterday. It's over a year now. I'm going to do it next year. I just called a friend of you said I have those measurements. I said, no, I don't have them. But you need to come back and do the measurements for me again. I said, no problem. It's going to be a fee now. That was free. Now I'm doing a whole entire condo. She had 3 condos. She's getting all the windows put in. She's not going. She said, Mr. Bullitt, I've heard about you. I know you. I trust you. I want you to buy my windows for me. And she's done the first. And she's not the second. There's a guy who is opening up a shopping center. I brought in all the vendors from China, from Hurricane Impact Windows. It is big display vendors, Hurricane Impact Windows for him. Measurement, everything. So we have helped people, like Omar said, in the long save you money.
Yeah. You ain't got to worry about nobody trying to jive you, take a couple of dollars, take you on a ride, so forth and so on.
Also, I had another lady called me. Yeah. Said she heard us on the show. No, somebody recommended her to me. In Omar, but she called me and she said, I need to know if this company is legit. I said, well, give me 2 days. I didn't charge her. I'm letting you know I didn't charge her. I called around to China, had my boy do some research on the company. I called her back. I said, the company is legit. You could go ahead and send your money.
Wow.
She called me back and said, thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
So you're dealing with legitimacy issues in China also?
Yes.
What I mean is that there are some spaces over here that you know that, okay, this business can't be legit. This ain't above board.
Yeah.
Right? There's some spaces that you look at, you go on these websites and you say, hold on, I don't want to give my money to this. This only costs $5, this look like it's a scam.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you go to China, you don't necessarily believe that that'll be there. like that. But everywhere you go.
Omar will explain more on this. We take you to Shenzhen, Hong Kong, and different places, different markets. Omar will stress more on that.
But yeah, we take you to places where you can touch, see, feel. If you want to buy container loads, you buy that. But in these areas, we take you where you can buy up to 5, 10, or even one piece. But of course, the price will go up just a little bit if you're buying just small quantities. But it meets you where you're at. If you're someone who's just starting out, you can go with, listen, I've seen people who've gone there with $5,000 that they want to spend on goods.
Yeah.
And they brought them back because we arrange for you to bring back your stuff with you, or we ship it. We arrange all those things for you. And they started from there. And they grew and they grew until they opened a store, a physical store.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I know this person, they're doing more business online than they're doing in their store. So there's just so many possibilities. And we encourage so many people. Listen.
People texting me right now, they want to know your numbers.
Listen, well, the number for myself is 427-0930. I repeat, 427-0930. Lorenzo?
455-9978. 455-9978.
Yeah, and so, you know, what we tell people is that we meet you where you at. If you want to start out, you can start out small. If you're the big person, you can go into the big. But we have the wealth. We have a wealth of information that has been garnered now for over 20 years, and you know, we're here to assist and to help. Now, not for free, but I'll tell you one thing: the people who have used our services.
Oh, man.
They see the value and they understand. Listen, once you go to China, even with the smallest amount of money, if you don't want to work for anyone else anymore. I can't see how going to China and seeing the products that are available in every aspect. Because like I tell people, you walk in a room, everything you see is in China. I know a friend of mine has been talking about radio equipment. I'm still waiting for them to call me and send me the information. But all this radio equipment you see in here, Howard, is in China. The table is from China. These chairs, the wallpaper.
Everything's
in China. The lights, the doors, the locks. The clothes on your back.
Everything.
So whatever business that you want to venture into, the jewelry, you can go to China and start at the smallest, at the bottom, or you can start...
And work your way up.
And you can start like some of the big hardware stores that we see their buyers in China at the trade fairs.
Let me take this quick break, guys. We're still talking about China. We're here. We're sitting with Omar. We're sitting with Antonio. We're talking China. The numbers are here, 427-0930, 427-0930. That's Omar. And 455-9978, 455-9978. When we get back, I'm sure they're going to tell us when they're going to be. How you'll be able to get on board with this early bird special to get yourself to China. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? You're with your banking needs. Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This hugs you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying junk in the One Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Foundation. foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, live in full effect right here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon, just being able to do Small Business Thursday. We're still talking about China. If you guys are interested in being able to get down to China, I want you to be able to be a part of what they're doing. I get to give the numbers right now, 427-0930. That's Omar, 427-0930. Or 455-9978. That's Antonio, 455-997. Hello, China guys, tell me when you're going to have this meeting so persons can be able to get there and get their things together so they can know how to squeeze their money together. What I got to give it down? How much I got to give it down? Talk to me about that.
Well, all that information will be presented to you tonight. We're going to be meeting at Fusion at 6 or 7? At 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we're going to be at Fusion at 7 o'clock this evening. Okay? So like you said, just give us a call and let us know that you're coming. And we'll let you know.
What are some of the things they can expect to be able to hear from the meeting this evening?
Well, we're going
to
be hearing the early bird special, the down payment, and on some other stuff that we're going to be talking about.
And okay. Then, too, you know, they may have questions that they may want to ask that we may not have, gone over. They might have missed some of the show, and they might not have heard some of the information, so they can ask it specific to them. As I just mentioned, there are some products that we didn't mention. They may want some information on those particular products that they may be interested in, and we can help give that information, and then give, like Lorenzo said, give the dates, and because it's going to be in mid-April.
Patricia Rose.
Till the end of April, like the beginning of May.
Yeah.
And we're going to be covering, because the trade fair is huge. It's the biggest trade fair in the world. Biggest trade fair ever. It's the size of a few football fields.
No, 140 football fields.
Okay.
Not just a few.
A bunch of football fields. Yeah. Because I was just going to give the ground level, because it's different levels.
Yeah, but
right? There's about
340.
You got to get it right.
You got to get it together.
Got to get it right. So let me tell you the thing about it, though. What's so crazy is that at every 4 days, they empty out everyone who's on display at that particular phase, and they bring in a whole new set of presenters with their products. So
three phases.
So they do that twice. So there's three phases of people in a fair. That's huge. So every conceivable product that you could think of would be there, and not just one person displaying it. They're going to be many people. You're going to have options. So, for example, you're interested in chairs. There's going to probably be about maybe 20, 30 companies 50, that offer
just chairs.
Yeah, just chairs. Chairs and different stuff. Yeah. So if you're interested in electric cars, 20, 30 people selling electric
various
cars.
Various cars.
Yes, yeah. Oh, beautiful cars.
Companies. You know, generators. Yeah. There'll be so many companies selling generators. Solar panels, solar systems. Yeah, so it's not like you're just gonna go to one particular factory. You're dealing with many factories, and you have, the choice of factories to deal with. So it's an incredible experience. We have a WhatsApp group, so when we'll send you information so you can look and see. We'll send you previous trips, some of the video of the trade fair, so you can see the amount of people that come there from all over the world. Because like the Chinese say, China is the factory of the world. Mm-hmm. And so everyone from around the world, from North America, South
Middle
America,
East,
the Middle
of
East, Africa.
Africa,
They all come to China, and we see
especially
the trade
for this
fair.
Time of year.
Oh yeah, spring. Spring is honestly the hottest trade fair.
It's the best,
first one of the year, and it's springtime, and then the feeling of new possibilities, and it's just. Listen,
they roll out anything new during this.
Of course,
this time?
Every fair.
Every fair is new, but in springtime it's just an explosion, and you see all the time you see products.
The weather is good.
See products that you won't see in the West probably for the next probably year or so, for the most part, because it's rolled out there, and then you'll see them like trickle in, and then they become probably a mass kind of thing probably.
So
next
all these
year
new
so.
Phones that's on the market and coming on the market, you're going to be able to see that.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
The they new have, televisions, all the new
yes.
Everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's there.
Let me give you another incident. We had people who went with our previous trip from Long Island. You had persons who went on a trip from Freeport, flew in from Freeport into Nassau, went on that trip, had a great time. Flew in from Long Island on a trip, awesome time. We have people, like I tell you, man, it's, okay, to be honest with you, this may be, I'm just throwing this at him. He's going to be shocked. He's going to say, why I did it? This could be my last
trip.
I got some stuff.
Yeah, because it's busy. Just very busy.
I have some stuff.
Retiring, sir?
Okay. We did not go on this trip because
don't
of
be like Michael Jordan, you're retiring and come back.
No. When I retire from this, I'm retiring from this.
Yeah.
We couldn't do the October trip, and we didn't know this. I had my business coming in, and I couldn't go. He had some stuff coming in, and me and him buck at customs the same time, clearing our stuff that we had to be in here to clear. You see? So we missed October. April, like I say, may be my last one because I'm doing some stuff in Freeport. I'm supposed to tell you that. I'm doing a new
you
business.
You keep telling me how would I sit down and talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing some new business in Freeport. We can talk.
So take advantage. So listen, those out there, because there are a lot of people who come and because this is how it works. A lot of people come and they say they want to go. And they sometimes don't go on that particular trip and they go on the next one. And so, you know, we have people who would get interest in it from the year before and they come in. So that's how it works out. People would come in and they won't go this trip, but they'll go next trip. But like Lorenzo just said, you know, we've gotten so busy. And
I believe you.
And it's becoming, you know, it's becoming a lot because over the years, there have been so many people who we've introduced and assisted in China, and especially with regards to me, the shipping and the logistics, it's a lot. And it might be the last, you know, at least the last for a while, you know, but we'll see what happens. So come out to Fusion this evening at 7:00. Look for the fella in the hat and the dark blue shirt. You gonna change?
Yeah, change.
Okay.
You know he can put all this China jewelry on.
Look for the fella in the red 3-piece suit.
Yeah.
You go to China, right?
He just texted me and says, Howard, what about the food? Can our stomach take it?
Oh, man.
I love so much.
You want to go? I'll tell you. Listen here.
Go ahead.
I can tell you.
Wait, let me get the first
time I went to China, I ain't going to lie. I come home and I lost weight because it's a combination. I didn't know of places to go and eat.
Yeah, man. We didn't know. We find these things as we go along.
And then you find a little McDonald's or a little Pizza Hut. You know, I was just so happy to eat that.
We don't eat that no more.
But now, because of our knowledge of the ground, listen, I hope my wife ain't listening. I just eat better in China as you know.
We go to Morgan. We go to the best restaurants, buddy.
Let me tell you, the best restaurants.
Affordable.
Yes. Affordable.
What you mean?
Any food. And just, you know, it's the amount of diversity of food that you can eat. You can eat Indian.
Yeah.
You can
the
eat
best curry.
Middle Eastern.
The best
Middle
curry.
They're scared. They listen to the rain.
No. But we know what I don't want to eat. You have some people who tried it.
They tried some different things.
I'm going to tell you something. People are afraid about, you know, about exotic foods when you go to like China. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Those things are delicacy.
Yeah.
They're not going to waste their good delicacies on you because you can't appreciate it.
No.
All right? They're not going to waste it on you because you ain't going to appreciate it. So they can stick to giving you what you used to, your chicken, your beef, whatever the case may be that you like to eat. You did it. But let me tell you something. We know the places to eat. You'll be eating the best foods. Italian. We have a place we go to, the China Hotel, the buffet there is amazing. Sushi.
Set for King. Like a goddess.
Look here. When you go back home, you can gain weight.
If you need to go to the doctor for any situation,
talk to them about
teeth clean. We got a colonoscopy, a gastroscopy, $300. Whatever you want to do, we have a day that we go to the doctor. Whatever you want to do, you just go ahead and we spend a day at the doctor.
That's a world-class international hospital. It looks like a 5-star hotel.
Guys, find out more about it.
this evening right here at the Fusion Center, Fusion Superplex. You can be able to go in there at 7 p.m. tonight. You can be able to see Omar. You can see Antonio there. They're always dressed up. They go right down in the backhand side. You can be able to find them there. If you're for the China chip, find out more information. If you want to give them a call, 427-0930, 427-0455-9978. If you want to find out more information, you can also hit me up. You know my numbers. We can be able to do that. Guys, we're looking forward to this. I don't know if I could go with you in April, but it sounds good. My God, it's 2025 and Trump in, so we might just be able
with
to
get God, all things are possible.
Not praise so. Jesus.
Amen and amen.
All right, we're going to take a break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Guys, I know you want to be able to hear more about what's happening with China. Give me a call, 827-0111. Text me. I can just shoot you their numbers and more information. You can be able to find about that. But right now, we're talking about Holy Spirit's annual church fair and raffle and stakeout. It's going to be happening coming this Saturday, November 9th, 2024, at the church grounds right there at number 15. Howard Street, right in Chippingham and New Providence right here. And they got over 30 prizes. This is an amazing thing. We're sitting in the studio with Dan, Father Neil Nairn and Linda Isaacs. They're here to talk to Lydia. Lydia Isaacs, right? She was like, are you talking about? So we're here. We're talking about these things. Introduce yourselves. Let persons know who you are.
Yes, thank you. My name is Father Neil Nairn, and I'm the rector of Holy Spirit Anglican Church. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
So that we can promote off here.
And yes. I'm Lydia Isaacs. I'm a church member.
You're a church member?
A devout church member.
Devout?
Yes.
Well, if the Father put it there, praise God, you're always there. Praise God.
Giving her accolades while she's alive.
While she's here. Give her your flowers. That's a wonderful thing.
I thank you.
So talk to me about this. How many years you guys have been doing this so far?
We've been doing this 50 plus years of fair. But the church is actually 85 years old. Or young, however you want to.
And you've been doing it for 50 plus years?
No, we've been doing it for 50 plus years.
Really?
Yeah.
Every year?
Every year, except for the pandemic.
Well, definitely not. Minnesota would have locked all us up right now. So I'm glad to know that. And tell me about sort of the inspiration behind doing this. What are the funds going towards? How do you help with this? What are the things that you do in terms of being able to reach out and whatnot in the community?
Well, the funds from this fair will go towards the restoration of the furnishing in our church. We want to spruce up our furnishing in the church. So the funds will be used for that.
Okay. I like this. I tried to figure out Howard Street. I could remember Howard Street, but I know you're on Providence. You hit Providence, mm-hmm. right? And yes. Everyone should know exactly where it is. Yes. Right in the back of Industrial Gardens.
You got it. By
the basketball court.
Right.
So you know exactly what's what for those particular things. Now tell persons how they can be able to participate in this. How much for the tickets, how they can buy tickets, where they can pick up their booklets, how they can be able to put those things out. They got great things. Number one, cash prize is going to be $2,000. I want you to be able to talk about this and tell me about this. $2,000 cash money.
Yeah,
you can be able to get those things, right? And 55-inch smart TV is going to be number two. The Bahamas Air round trip ticket is going to be able to see that also. Number four is going to be a $500 Shell gas voucher, which everyone needs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is great stuff that you guys are doing.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Now, talk to me a little bit more about that, Lydia.
We have got, as you said, 30 exciting prizes. It's just, we're not going to give you cash in hand. We're going to give you some things that you need. everybody needs $500 in gas. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs I see your tank on E.
My God.
Everybody could use all of these prizes that we have. We have round trip. If you're tired, we give you a round trip ticket, not for one, but for two to Fort Lauderdale, courtesy of Bahamas Air. Weekend for two, Garden of Eden,
mm-hmm.
microwave, dinner for two by a private chef. And for those who follow Hal Taylor, Hal Taylor has generously donated two designer bags to this raffle.
Mm.
There's, in addition to that, if the 55-inch is too big for you and you have a smaller space, we have a 32-inch TV on this lineup as well. We've got $200 Shell voucher. We've got a gorgeous handbag by one of our parishioners, Sonia Roll. There's also a Keurig coffee machine, blenders, gift certificates to Kelly's, and cash gift certificates.
I ain't gonna lie, you ain't get home empty-handed.
No, you won't.
I ain't gonna lie, you ain't gonna go home empty-handed because
no.
Like, yeah. They even got a case of chicken leg quarters for you. My God, you can get everything here.
Even the wings.
You can get everything here. This is a wonderful thing. You got wings also, right?
Yeah.
$50 gift certificate. Manners and respect. Mobile car cleaning. So get your car cleaned. $75. Kelly's gift certificate donated by Kelly's house and home. This is exciting stuff. I got to be able to thank. And you know what? As I read this and I'm seeing this, it seems as though you're such a tight-knit community in your church. But persons want to donate, they want to contribute, they want to be a part of how these particular things are done. When I see she's making handbags and they're doing all these particular things, I want to participate. How can I give? How can I be a part of these particular things? I got to commend you guys and the kind of community that you forged over that time. Talk to me about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close, tight-knit community. Fort Charlotte actually was the first community in the Bahamas, registered community, I'm told. In the Bahamas. And many of our parishioners, even though they would have moved out of the area, still come back to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is about family, where we love and we celebrate each other on a regular basis. Anglican. Mm-hmm. 7 a.m. Every 7 a.m. you could get a hot breakfast. And we don't only serve that to parishioners. We serve that to the entire community. We serve in excess of 125 plates every Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah. So part of these proceeds would go to that. I mean, it's not all the restoration of the chairs, which are some 85 plus years old, the pews. Part of it goes to outreach as well.
I want to commend you guys for being able to do that. I grew in an Anglican church. I was, christened.
Baptized.
And confirmed.
Confirm, yeah, you're right.
I gone through all these particular things. I was an altar boy.
What?
In Grand Bahama.
Okay.
In St. Stephen's Anglican Church. Yes. St. Stephen's Anglican Church. That was with Father Cox.
Long time.
It was a long time. Mm-hmm. Father Cox. And then Father Kingsley Knowles came after.
Yes, yes, yes.
Father Knowles came after being able to do these things. So I know about these particular things, and I mm-hmm. know about the commitment that the Anglican Church has to the community, always being able to do outreach, always being able to pull people in with all their opportunities that they have. The church that we've been a part of for a very long time has been doing that. So, I got to commend you guys for being able to do this, because a lot of persons they've lost themselves in this new translation of how things are done today. They've lost the community. They think it's about the pomp and pageantry. They think it's really about the showmanship and not necessarily the community. So I want to commend you mm-hmm. for doing that, man.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to see that. Mm-hmm. And as I read through this, like I said to you, I'm really seeing community here displayed in these particular parts.
Thank you.
So let persons know how they can be able to be a part of that if they want to be a part of a church that really is focused on family, focused on community. Let them know how they can be a part of that.
Well, we invite all to come down and, first of all, come down and join us at our fair on Saturday from 12 to 8. And also we invite those who are looking for a church home to come and join us, and we'll be more than happy to welcome you with open arms.
It's happy that you say church home. A lot of persons they invite you to their church, but they ain't really have a homely feel. It don't feel like you're a part of a tight-knit community. And so for you know it's a church home.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I can see that. I can see that. I want to commend you guys for being able to do that. Yes. And one of your parishioners called me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my very good friend.
Okay.
All right, Ephraim. Ephraim, call me. Howard, I need you to do this.
A God member.
Absolutely, no problem.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be able to do that for you and being able to assist in those particular areas. So let me know about this. Now, so you got the fair, the raffle, and the stakeout.
Yes.
Right? So there's kind of a trifecta, the three parts of this. You didn't talk to me about the stakeout. How can persons get their tickets for the stakeout and being able to purchase and participate for that?
Tickets will be sold. Tickets are being sold at the office. Howard Street, and for persons who don't make the office, we'll have tickets on the grounds the day of.
Mm-hmm.
For persons interested, it's going to be our stakes are synonymous with
10 unks.
Oh,
please stress that the big boys.
These are the small steak.
Juicy
steaks. 10 unks.
We've got a professional. You got a professional group of guys
specially cut.
Who come in to grill our steaks for us.
They're doing push-ups right now. All right, I got it. I don't want nobody around here.
Another thing, too, we have fried fish with pancake cake.
What, you serious?
When last you had pancake cake?
I had it in years. I had it in West End. You know, from Grandma.
Yeah.
So West End got it together. Yeah.
Come the Holy Spirit, and you got some fried fish
with pancake cake. You got a good
selection
snapper.
Of awesome stalls.
Well, first of all, for those plant lovers, we'll have a plant stall. Then Conky Kong Fritter stall. Then a shrimp basket. We'll have grilled chicken, ribs, conch, pork, fish. We'll also have a pastry stall for the sweet tooth persons. And, of course, the steak dinners, the 10 ounce juicy steak dinners.
Now, hold on. You keep telling me about the 10 ounce steak.
I want to stress that.
Potato. You got one piece of bread
potatoes,
in there. You
salad.
Got corn. What you got?
Okay, we love the steak,
mm-hmm.
the corn,
mm-hmm.
the potato,
mm-hmm.
a roll, and a salad.
Ooh.
So we fix
can't
right
beat
up.
That.
No.
Hey, Father, let me just put a plug in there. We're going to have the famous Batter Girls. They'll be there. You know, they have a huge following. They make the best seafood fritter basket you could ever taste. So they'll be with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're devout members of Holy Spirit Church,
mm-hmm.
and they have been more than generous to come and be a part of our fair on Saturday.
What's the numbers at the church or any information that persons could be able to reach out if they want to be able to get a couple books, if they got anything available to be able to do that? You have anything available? Well, they know it's on Howard Street. Let me see if I can be able to pull up your numbers for you. And being able to talk about
you can 457-1846. Lady, what's your number?
424-0018.
Call any one of us.
457-1846. 1846. Okay. Yeah. So if they won't get they won't purchase a book.
Just call Lady or myself.
Okay. We could be able to do those particular things. Now this is good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can expect to be able to have a good time on Saturday, guys. And I want to be able to encourage you guys to be able to do this. I think a lot of us in this kind of time and this dispensation, we forget about family. You let your children stay home, you won't go out. Take your children with you. Oh my God.
And to that end, the Girl Guides of Holy Spirit will be manning the kiddies area, where there'll be a bounce house, hot mm-hmm. dogs, cotton candies, popcorn, mm-hmm. snow cones, all geared towards the kids. So we've mm-hmm. not left them out. We've included the entire family. And in addition to that, for the adults, the males who like to drop the kids off and leave them, we're going to have a wine bar.
That's what the males like to do, drop the kids off and leave them. Right?
We're going
to
have a wine and cigar garden.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes.
This is exciting.
Yes, it is.
And you can watch football too while you relax.
With a widescreen TV.
You're going to be there all day.
Burger with
we want you to stay with us and spend some money.
You're going
to
be there all day.
Yes.
I like how that sounds. I like how these things are happening. Ladies and gentlemen, all the information's there. Please call Father. He's going to be able to let you know exactly what's what. 457-1846. 457-1846. And Lydia, you said your number was again?
424-0018.
424-0018.
Yes.
424-0018. It's going to be this weekend, Saturday, November 9th, 2024. Starts at about 12 noon.
12 noon.
Until 8.
Oh, the pop band and the Jungle Rush Hour. Yes, forgot that.
So you got pop band and Jungle Rush Hour.
Entertainment for the whole family.
This is exciting stuff. Wholesome, ladies and gentlemen. Exciting stuff. They got something for everything. You got a kiddie corner. You got a wine tasting in one section. You got plants. You got 10-ounce juicy steaks. You got all these particular things. You got more than 30 prizes here. You want to be able to be a part of this. Get your tickets. Get everything going right now. You got something to do. This Saturday, September 9th, this Saturday is going to be number 15, Howard Street, right in Chippingham, right there on Providence. You're going to take a left right there on the western side. You can be able to do that. Guys, enjoy yourselves. Father and Lydia, I want to thank you guys so much for being able to do this.
Pleasure being here.
I got to encourage you all to continue to be able to move forward, because I think we've lost this sort of a community.
Yes.
When it comes to being able to worship.
Yes.
And so I like to see community when we're doing those things, right?
Yes.
Guys, if you want to be a part of church, I know that you're going to have an opportunity to be able to see that at kind of a family environment.
Yes.
I like to be able to see that. Thank you guys so much for being able to be with us, and all the best for this Saturday.
Thank you. God bless.
Guys, quick break. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation, here being able to chop these things down and have a good conversation. Guys, go check out Holy Spirit's annual fair. It's going to be this Saturday. They're doing a great deal of things. But in the studio with me right now is none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to do his thing. He has a sort of an international glow all over the world, found time to come here. Praise God. My brother, it is good to see you. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is and get it out there, please give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. I mean, people can't read it.
No, you didn't. We were singing the number off. I go out, they didn't dial it, they ready to go.
Just on pause.
Hey, you ain't got some of them pins.
I will call you right back if you're listening to me. I'm live on air. Howard Grant.
Well, let me tell you something. Indecency is rich. He'll do that on my show. But in all the show, he can do that on. He's a decent moderator. I see, I'm going to fight you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, yeah, man, Howard, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad to be here. Now, I got to go straight into this because since my time is limited. Capital Lumber, they just hit me up yesterday and they said, Ian, when are you going back on the foundation? I said, Howard and I spoke. I'm going to be there tomorrow. Capital Lumber, you're familiar with the company. You and I always talk about it. And you patronize it. You won't say patronize it. You patronize it.
Yeah.
Whatever nice it you do. You
just no, go there. I don't. No. There's a lot of nicing.
You don't do all the nicing.
I don't know so much nicing.
Well, what about, are you partially a nicer?
No. Oh, yeah, I don't
nicer. Back in the day, you used to do your little
nicing.
Yeah.
No, boy.
All right, look here. What you saying? I want nice with you. You big bully. You big bully. Get out of here.
Go ahead.
I got a boyfriend. He lives in Jamaica.
Really?
That's what she said. Hey, listen, man. Look here. Capital Lumber, man. Hey, Howard, where they located?
It's Christmas time. They're on Pargate Road. You got to be able to get your lumber now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to do it now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, like I said before.
Fix your place up for Christmas.
If you, let's just say you're a single mom and you're just driving around. You're looking for some wood. You want to go down there. They got a nice, big, strong piece of wood for you. And you will enjoy it. The kind of, you know, the kind that you've been looking for. Something dependable. Something, the kind of wood that you can depend on.
Sir.
Yes, sir?
No, Diddy. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to fight you. So, you want to go down there in case you are building, you're renovating right now. You want to go check them out. Let me give you the phone number. Howard already said where they're located. So, they're on Parkgate Road. Tell them where Parkgate Road is. Some people don't.
Camp Road and Village Road.
Right. It's right that little there. Small road it's that links. Road right there. Very good. Good, good. So, yeah, like I said, you're building or renovating, or you just want to... go ahead and be prepared in case there's more bad weather coming because you might have a leaky roof or something. Go down there and check them out. I want you guys to use my lumber and cement suppliers. It's Capital Lumber. They're located on Parkade Road. Once again, phone number 605-9663. 605-9663. Capital Lumber, located Parkade Road. 605-9663. No other company on the island has better prices on plywood and cement. So, like I said, if you're adding onto your house, your Airbnb, your apartment, whatever it is, and
cement.
Yeah, they got cement.
I know
too.
They got the plywood and the wraps.
Yeah,
and cement too.
They got cement too.
No, in terms of the best prices.
Oh yeah, they got really good prices on cement.
I bought a bag or two from them to be able to.
Yeah,
I did
I bought more than that.
I told you I did my doghouse.
Yeah, yes, you did.
Yeah, I bought like maybe five some place or six to sleep bags.
When you come home talking stupidness. You'd be in a literal doghouse.
I was sleeping surely.
Yeah, yeah.
I made it big enough. Yeah. Please, God.
So you got a nice doghouse now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man.
I just put a couch in there when I'm
Howard
ready.
Doesn't just come on the radio. He's hands-on, you know? That's good about you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. So if you want to be like Howard and build anything, like I said, they got great prices on cement. They have also got all types of windows, including hurricane windows.
Okay.
Hurricane.
You say hurricane.
Hurricane.
One thing with y'all Bahamian.
Well, go ahead.
It's hurricane, all y'all call every kind of cane.
Listen, it's the bad, whatever you want to call it.
Hurricane.
Well, how you want to say hurry?
I feel like hurry is appropriate.
No, because it is a scary type of hurricane.
Okay, let's fix it.
It's a hurricane.
Let's call Webster and change how they spell it.
If it came by and it was comedic, then would be...
Is like it sweet and salty? Yeah.
It's a hurricane. It's not a comedy cane.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you want to get some hurricane windows and doors, you want to go check them out. People, also, I saw them driving up all last week, and they were getting those... what I want to tell you, they were getting those decorative tiles. That's what I was saying, decorative tiles that they have down there. They got indoor and outdoor bathroom and kitchen tiles. Tiles for the walls, all that great
Make
stuff.
Make sure you know what you're getting. Don't get just the cheaper tiles.
No.
You get an indoor tile, put them outside, bam!
You know what?
The back of your head, crack open.
I was to one place and I just saw some tiles and I thought that they were attractive, but people keep telling me those are not, you know, for where it's supposed to go. So a lot of people out there, they try to take, like you say, take indoor tiles, put them outside, outdoor. No, there's a specific reason and people are clicking. Okay, yeah, so, oh, that's your friend, Howard. That's your jock. I can tell you later. So if you want tiles, you want to go down there, check them out, indoor, outdoor tiles, everything. What else I want to tell you about? If you also want to go there, they have 5'8", roofing plywood. That's one regular or one-sided plywood. You get the three-quarter CDX plywood, one-sided 5/8 plywood, or you can purchase the three-quarter one-sided plywood. Plus, you can get the 25-year shingles or those architectural shingles. Now, how do you think those? How long do you think those architectural shingles last?
25 years?
No, 30 years. They got 30 years. That's a great deal.
I bought some.
You got some?
I tell you, I made the whole dog house. I don't want my dog back.
You're going to put architectural shingles on your dog house?
They're very nice. I don't know if these are architectural ones. He's just like the...
Yeah, that's why I asked you. You could get the 25-year or the architectural one, which is 30 years.
I didn't ask you. Is this over... No, we got the 25-year.
Okay, then that's cool. Yeah, but those are strong as well.
Those are very good.
Very good.
She don't get wet in the night. She's
good. Yeah, yeah. What?
She's good. The dog is my dog.
Oh.
Whew. So read the thing.
I don't know. Anyway, here we go.
Stop with your filthy breeze.
Yeah, like I said, you can get ready mix, easy finish joint compound, cement bags, singly, and you can get a pallet. 40 comes in a pallet. 40 bags of cement in a pallet. So go check them out. Best price, like I said, that's Capital Lumber on Parkgate Road. Phone number 605-9663. 605-9663. They're fully stocked right now. You can get hurricane windows, hurricane doors. You can get roof. You can get all the cement that you need, all the P-Rock. I ain't even talk about the P-Rock and everything, but they got P-Rock and everything right down there. And it's right in the middle of the town. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're coming from north, east, west, or south. Parkgate is right there, centrally located, and it's a great place to go and get everything you need. Once again, you know, I have to mention that if you don't, if you're listening and you say, hey, you know what, I didn't get that proper number, you can feel free to give me a call once again at 552-0212. I'll tell you about anything I spoke about today and any companies or products I've spoken about in the past. Next, Candid Security. We had a good time talking about them last time, Howard. Candid Security, they're located in Polaris Drive in Freeport, and they have a location in Nassau here on Carmichael Road. Like I always say, everybody deserves to feel safe. And for those companies who value safety, they all turn to Candid Security. Candid Security provides businesses.
It's Christmas time.
Yep. Yeah, that was the main thing.
It's That's Christmas time.
Yes. You're going to be moving cash around.
That's what you're going to hear me saying straight through.
Yes.
Y'all stop playing stingy.
Yes.
I just want to let people know.
Go ahead.
You can't get nothing if you don't give some.
Okay.
You got to spend a couple of dollars. It's Christmas time.
Right.
One thing, boom, advertise your company. Mm-hmm. Two, protect your company.
Protect your company.
Boom. And also upgrade your company.
Yes.
Clean it up, spruce it up, fix it up.
Yep.
But like, I got to come in there, ask you to use your bathroom, and then, oh my God, miss your floor open.
Yeah. But I like that what you say. It doesn't make any sense if you're going to make the money, then have the criminals come along and just and take it. Yes.
You're wilding out.
Yes. Call Candid Security. Let me give up the phone numbers right now. The phone number in Freeport, Howard Town, 352-5499. 352-5499. And if you're here in Nassau, you want to reach them at 361-5499. 361-5499. That's Candid Security, man. I love this company. And I asked them, you know, what makes you guys so different? They said, well, they provide businesses with properly trained security guards that's dedicated to protecting your property. All their guards are properly vetted and trained to handle any type of situation, and learn how to de-escalate any situation. That's the main thing about being a security guard. You don't want to, you know, be confrontational with someone who's, you know, might be irate or whatever reason that they're coming there. So Candid Security also realizes that this guy is, ladies and gentlemen, please pray for me.
I tried not to laugh at that just now.
I hope.
You ever seen security
I'm so glad we're not in the front of the studio audience.
Trying to de-escalate something.
Yeah, they say, come on.
Hey, big man, calm down, man, calm down. big man.
Kind of security. Their guards are well versed. They don't
say big man. What do they say?
They say,
sir.
Sir. Or, oi, lick your lion. A mob.
Soldier.
A soldier. Soldier. Take them shades off.
Hey, listen, you got to go to Candid Security.
Go to Candid Security.
If they got these kind of articulate, insightful security officers.
Wait, their security officers say, excuse me, sir. Right this way, sir. Is there anything else I need? Hey, you look like you need some coffee or tea. So if you want that versus,
hey, my man,
now you can't park there.
Now you know better than that.
These people are stupid, eh? I can't wait that 3 o'clock come back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't wait to tell my girl how stupid it is before this.
Mother sick, man, you should know better than that.
Canada Security won't do that. They're the ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this program, Canada Security is the opposite of what these guys would do.
Sir, now you know better than this.
You say, sir,
you shouldn't talk here.
Yeah.
I like these guys.
Yeah. Hey, nice shoes.
I like these guys.
Yeah, Canada Security. They're complimentary.
Give them the numbers again.
Canada Security in Freeport, 352-5499. That's 352-5499. And in Nassau, you can reach them at 361-5499. 361-5499. Another thing what I want to let you guys know that Howard and I haven't said right now. You need a security company that offers mobile patrols and armed car services for businesses, transfers of cash. You want to give them a call.
You need that. You can make one $2 million during Christmas time.
Security has impeccable
track. Everybody's spending money this Christmas.
Yep.
Trump win.
Yeah, and you want to go ahead and protect what you have. You can't go. There's no such thing as too much security. You want to protect exactly what you have. Restaurants, hotels, and all these different companies catering to the financial sector, even companies in the construction field, they all use Canada Security, and they, you know what they like about them?
At your convenience store, too.
Yeah, especially
stop closing stores. Your convenience store at 5 o'clock and then calling it convenient. Call it an inconvenience store.
Wow. Someone's asked me right now, can they find them online? Yes, you can. You can check them out at Candid Bahamas.
You close 5 o'clock, I just get off. Miss, you out of your mind?
CandidBahamas.net. I'm going to spell Candid for you. C-A-N-D-I-D. C-A-N-D-I-D. CandidBahamas.net. Or, well, I just keep on saying the phone number. I got to say it again. Nassau, 361-5499. 361-5499. 352-5499.
I like and how you also, say it. As though you're speaking strictly to Nassau just now.
Yeah, man.
But Nassau, 361-5499.
Like Nassau's
this is
a person.
The dialect listen, that they understand.
Hey, listen. If you know someone who's looking for a job, it's a great time, too. They just told me that they had a couple of positions available. An individual, you come down there, you got a clean police ethics, and
they can actually
come on in for an interview.
You know, the job interview.
They would
if you see someone parked here, what do you say?
The team.
Hey, big man.
You're out of there.
And
if it's a nice, decent person, you say, come on down. Hey, welcome to the store. You could park there.
You got a job right away.
Yeah, you can do all that stuff. Do a nice interview and you can get a job down there at Candid Security.
Yeah,
give them a call.
You could need an extra job.
Yeah. Yeah, man, listen. Hey, look at your man, Howard. I heard you talking the other day. I think it was you and Garth talking about, I don't know, just talking about something about, Howard, you just pleasantly plump and all kind of stuff. You always making jokes and all kind of stuff. So you and I decided to be on a nice health kick, and that's what I like. And
you see me getting slim?
Yeah, but I was going to say that, but I thought these glasses, because I had on slim glasses. Howard, wow. What have you done to yourself?
What have I done to myself?
Yeah.
This sounds like
so bad. Howard. Look here. You want to lose some weight and with something nice and healthy? Brand new company I'm working along with.
Oh, I thought this was going to be the Tasty Body Pills again.
No, but Tasty Buys Instant Oats. Tasty Buys Instant Oats. Let me get a phone number, man. 677. This is for the store. 677-5038. 677-5038. If you're tired of the same old oats that you guys have been used to your entire life, you deserve a change. Now, so from this day moving forward, I want you to start enjoying yourself the most wholesome, delicious oats that I've ever tried. Tasty Buys Oats, Instant Oats. I must say that, Instant Oats. It's wholesome goodness for your taste buds. You can find Tasty Buys at Super Value and Centerville Food Store. And if you're interested in carrying that brand, because a lot of people are interested right now, I want you to give them a call. Here's the WhatsApp number, 465-5860. 465-5860. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to win, I think you're going to win a case of the Tasty Oats. WhatsApp them right now and say, hey, I love it. No, wait, what did they want you to say? What they want you to say now? What's the phrase that pays? All folks love oats. Just type that in. All folks love oats. 465-5860. 465-5860. WhatsApp them right now. Like I said, you can find it at Super Value and Centerville Food Store right now. And if you happen to shop at any other stores that don't carry it, go in the back and tell them, say, listen, I demand you carry Tasty Buys Oats. It tastes wonderful. If you have a
saw, what you can do, you can walk into people's store
and tell them, I demand on your shelf, I see all them other things, bring in some Tasty Buys instant oats. Go ahead. Like I said, if no matter if you have a small business or a medium-sized grocery store, you're all welcome. Give them a call so they can tell you about these reduced rates that they just started right now for people who want to wholesale. So it's not complicated. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to do it. Become a supplier right now. Give them a call at 677-5038 or 465-5860. Guarantee you'll love it. Your customers will love it. It's a great option. Now, Tasty Buys Oats isn't that type of old, dull box oats that your mom and dad or your grandparents used to force you to eat when you were growing up. It's delicious, and it's perfect for anyone who's looking to reduce their cholesterol.
I want you to tell me some more about it. Let me take a break, but I want you to know whether or not any apples in it or little things like that, maple syrup and things like that.
I was just going to get to that part.
All right, guys, quick break. We're going to find more about Tasty Buys Instant Oats when we get back after this. Yeah.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better. Some banners, magazines, and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards, and newsletters. No job too big, and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, in the house with us. Direct Marketer is telling us all about Tasty Buys Instant Oats and Centerville Supermarket. They got everything. You can give them a call at 465-5860. And when you walk in person store and you don't see it, you know, Ian wants you to be able to tell the store owner or supervisor, hey, very aggressively, go in their face. Hey.
Hey. Right. You got to say it like that.
That's just, hey.
Yes.
Do you point your finger or anything? Do you use one finger or two fingers?
I just go like this.
With
like,
the whole hand?
Like when you say my man.
Oh, this the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I demand y'all get Tasty Buys Instant Oats today.
Okay, now she just hit me and she said, Howard, you and Ian are doing a great job, but let the individuals WhatsApp this number. Let's go, Howard, write this number down, please.
Okay.
424-3826.
Where are you from? But 424.
424. Yeah.
Let's go.
3826.
I like how you do that.
Say it again.
38.
Go ahead, say it again.
3826.
Say it again, man.
424-3826.
One more time.
He's doing a lot.
Man, one more time, man, Howard. Please,
sir,
Howard.
Sir, no diddy. 424-3826. Uh-huh. 3826. Then this is the WhatsApp number?
Yeah. Someone's hitting me right now and saying that, hey, listen here. I use Tasty Buys Instant Oats, and they say they use it in their smoothies, and their aunt who has a bakery, she's going to be calling them to go ahead and try bringing it inside her bakery.
So talk to me about this, though. Talk to me about... Yeah, that's what
Of toppings. That's what I was going to go
with.
Is it
toppings or is it like...
Well, the instant oats. The oats has its own natural flavor.
You got
flavor.
Some with maple, some with cinnamon, some with apple.
Right. No. So what I'm telling individuals to do, the oats has its own flavor. And I want you to use different toppings. You're going to use different toppings and take pictures and send them in. That's why they're growing the brand and they want to introduce people and maybe possibly be able to give away more often on your show a case. a case of it. Now she's saying that she wants, she's going to bring me some, and she wants you and I to share it. She's going to give me a case. I think the case is 12.
Okay.
Yeah. She's, she
so
says
eight for me and four for you.
That's what
that's normally how 12 is divided, right?
Wait, what is that?
Or is it
you
9
carry
and 3?
3, 5, and then you carry the 1. Metric 7. Divide that by the hypotenuse. I them can't do maths, but...
Go ahead.
Yeah. So listen here. Some of the people who were at the tasting thing that they had the other day, some of the people said, this is the reason why they like it. It reduces the cholesterol. You start eating healthy, and you start losing weight almost in weeks, even I guess even quicker than that. Some of the toppings that people want to take, want you to take a picture of down there. The management says, take a picture of you eating your oats, and top it with your bananas, almonds, apples, and berries. Take a picture, and then they're gonna possibly choose someone to win a free case of oats. And why are they the best? Tasty Buys instant oats just taste really, really good, and it doesn't give you that. Just that down feeling, just because oats is not appealing. But a lot of young people, they love this, so it's not just for.
Is it tasty?
It does. Yeah, man.
I mean, it ain't tasty.
It tastes good. Some people like it with milk. Some people like it with.
I can't take the milk with the honey.
My, oh, you are my, lactose.
What?
Okay.
I didn't even know I was lactose until I get older.
I believe I just found out, I didn't get anything, but I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant also.
I can't eat, drink the milk.
I just came back from away, and when I checked the fridge, I didn't see any milk.
Every time I eat, I have a problem. My wife said, oh, what happened, baby?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know.
You know, you
but I could do with the almond milk.
Yeah.
Or the oat milk.
I got oat milk at home.
I got almond milk.
You know everything,
milk.
Boy.
Yeah, I use that.
And the almond milk? Yeah. We turn this into a milk thing. Man, listen, yeah, man. Tasty Buy instant oats. Once again, what I want to say, start your journey of eating real, wholesome, natural oats.
It tastes great. Taste it, though. Tell her, send it to me for real.
Yes.
I mean, because level of enthusiasm that you're putting on this.
I could give you half.
You tell me.
Yes.
I got to see.
And I want you to take a picture. I don't know what toppings you putting. I know what toppings I putting.
I like cinnamon.
You like cinnamon? Okay.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Sometimes I like raisins.
I just and put then a dash of honey on it.
What's the green? Man?
The green raisins?
No, not raisins, man. Anyway, never mind. It's a fruit. Kiwi. I'll throw some kiwi
you
on top of that.
You put kiwi on the...
Man, that stuff is... Kiwi is bananas. That's crazy. No, I can eat it with bananas and or kiwi and bananas. I like some raisins because raisin gives it like that natural sweetness.
So you do cranberry. Cranberry's nice.
Cranberries. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, be creative. Look at this guy. Oh, and hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, take a picture of your when you're eating it and get your and have a chance to win a free box of tasty oats. Once again, she says 10 come in the case, so 5 for me, 5 for you.
I still like the 8.
Yeah, the wind.
I still like the 8 and 2.
Hey, look here,
division.
That's the WhatsApp number, ladies and gentlemen. WhatsApp them right now. Someone's gonna win a case. 424-3826. 424-3826. That's Tasty Buys Instant Oats. Some lucky person, take a picture and send it in. And right now, just type in All Folks Love Oats. All Folks Love Oats and see if you get a chance to win. You got to be so good, man. I love that. It's healthy eating. It tastes great. It reduces
blueberries, strawberries, cranberries. Bananas.
It reduces your cholesterol, which is so important with everybody, and it gives you that energy to go out and exercise, or when you come back from exercise, eat it and make you feel full.
You know, when
full.
I moved to Nassau, I really need a heavier meal. I never saw this in people. Not that it doesn't exist, but I watch people eat white rice in the morning. I think that's bananas. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, I when I lived in the States, I had Hispanic people I used to stay by.
They used to eat rice
and they
in the
eat
morning?
Rice in the morning.
Well, they cook all the rice at night. Jesus, they ain't got nothing else. They got
okay, yes. Yeah, so white rice is good, but not in the morning. We ain't talking about that anymore. Howard, EcoFlow. Delta Pro.
Okay, go ahead.
The generator. Man, looking here. How much more time? We got one little 5 minutes to go, Howard. Listen, EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. If you need a standby generator,
you need one.
A portable generator that you can carry anywhere.
It's Christmas.
When the power goes out. I was on the street last night. I can't remember what neighborhood I went in. Their lights were out. You need to get this EcoFlow Delta Pro generator. Starts at $335 all the way up to $4,224. Very affordable.
You can't beat it.
And it's upgradable. So depending on how much power you need, you can just add another one and add another one. It's so, so affordable.
It's compatible with Amazon.
It's compatible
go
with
ahead.
Amazon.
I just try to be
yeah,
able to.
That's great. Hey, the price,
I'm your hype man right
the
now.
Price is amazing. You want to give them a call. 327-4504.
Flavor.
327-4504. You don't have to worry when the electricity goes out anymore. Just take out your portable generator. You plug in.
What's the number?
327-4504. So imagine your television is now on, your microwave, your washer, your dryer, even your air conditioning could be on. Get yourself a portable generator. You can carry it down to the family island when you go to your house. You family island people, you keep calling me for generators. This is wonderful. They can put it on the boat for you. You can have it there in a matter of days. It's sold by the company, which is the parent company, JS Steel. You can ask for Jennifer, Sean, or George. Jennifer, Sean, or George. 327-4504, 327-4504. It has a huge lithium battery that would just hold the power for you and just distribute it as you need. Everything on, all your neighbors them light off, your electricity on. Mm. Don't be left in the dark. Don't wake up sweating like some people when electricity go off. You wake up, you want to be comfortable. Get it for your mom, your dad, get it for yourself, for the kids. Like Howard says, he says, Ian, you know what? That could be a choice between life and death. You know, because some individuals at home or in some places, they have themselves a powered device that keeps them alive. You know, whether it's something to help them breathe or whatever it is, and or a motorized bed, and it needs to be adjusted so you can take it. You know, I see all types of things. So, ladies and gentlemen, do not deprive yourself of comfort. Get yourself this EcoFlow Delta Pro portable generator and have yourself a non-interrupted time while you're home or if you're to work. I seen some business up the clothing and no power. That's crazy. Give them a call, 327-4504, 327-4504, and get yourself a generator. You ain't got to be rich no more to have a generator. It is good. It's
why do you
crazy.
Keep saying that? No, I don't know if you ever had to be
a lot
rich.
Of people didn't get to be rich for that. Hey, but Howard, look here, man. Hey, people ask me right now. They say, hey, give me that thing with Howard Light. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a better relationship with your partner, you want to get a... The guy was just laughing. You need to get what? You need to get...
I don't know why you keep telling people Howard bedroom. Like this.
You need to get yourself the bedroom bully pills, yeah? Hey, listen here. Men, if your thing hasn't been thinging in
your
a while...
Thing, your thing?
If your thing is just thing hanging there and two. It's down... My grandmother used to say, boy, listen, I know a man who used to brush his teeth. Every morning when he was young, he things used to watch him brush his teeth. When he get old, all he things could do is watch him tie his shoe. If you want a better...
Your grandmother
relationship.
Said this.
My grandmother said it. My grandmother was off the chain, but
we gotta pray for her.
No, man, she's gone, but she's right in the right place. Listen here, you need to get the bed. These bully pills. They're $55 for a bottle of six. You take it, and 30 minutes later, boom, you have a hard, strong erection, ready to go, ready to please your partner. Women, a lot of you keep calling me, and you're getting it for your man. That's a wonderful thing. Keep on doing it.
How does remember give it to him without delivery. Knowing?
No, you say, baby, take this.
Pills.
No, get it. You read the thing. It's all natural. If your man's suffering from hypertension or diabetes, he could still take it. It's not going to interfere.
You can't lie to the man and tell him this pills
no,
is vitamins.
No, take them pills. And no, he didn't say vitamins. Say it's going to help you with energy, and they can help you get your
and then he
together.
Take it. He take it. Oh, honey, I ain't going to work. And then pop one pill in his mouth.
No, but he get to...
Now we have a hard day at work all day.
Listen, yeah, Howard, I'm telling you, I have guys in their 60s and early 70s who take this pill and they call. I have people from Ya Island in Freeport, all over. We ship everywhere. Give me a call if you want that bully pill and you have yourself a nice, strong erection. Let things start happening back in the bedroom. And especially you guys, them who dating women 5, 10, 15, even 20 years younger. You ain't the same no more, but sometimes people ain't want to tell you. Get yourself together. You see, Howard? For children. Howard, don't be playing, huh?
And I own all kind of vitamins now.
You want vitamins. So you say you don't need it, right? Some guys, I need that right now. Just try it.
Sir, I'm going to train you.
Okay, I want you to get no more children.
There's 6 or 7 children if I take any bully, nothing.
You get that now, you put out the now, your wife say, my goodness, where's the party? He said, I got a meeting in the ladies' room. Hey, listen, yeah. Hey, listen, yeah, man. Hey, Howard, I had such a good time here, ladies and gentlemen. You want that bedroom bully pill? Give me a call, Ian Thomas, 520-212. The pill is only $55 for a bottle of six. Get it, and they deliver.
Guys, make sure you check out my Tasty Buys Instant Note. Also, Capital Lumber, Candid Security, and all those particular persons who sat with me today. Go check out the meeting this evening at 7 o'clock over at Fusion for the China trip. And Saturday, you're going to be able to go down to Holy Spirit in Chippingham to be able to enjoy those things. Guys, we're going to see you tomorrow right here on the Foundation, God Spare. On a Friday, we're going to be able to drop this down. Have a beautiful evening. We're going to see you tomorrow. God Spare. Foundation.